686-2233.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's gorgeous outside. It's cooled down from yesterday, but it's going to get hot again. So those of you that have big vegetable gardens or flower beds, and you're up, maybe a good idea during the break to run out in the yard, get the sprinklers going, and that way the soil will be nice and saturated. Your plants can take advantage of the sunshine and the heat, and they will grow like crazy. Everything is way ahead this year. I have cabbages that are about 6-7 inches in diameter. The broccoli is coming out of my ears. I just can't eat it fast enough right now. I'm giving it away to friends and neighbors. Things are really, really coming. So, you know, day like today, put your Walkman on and listen to the program or bring a portable radio with you out in the yard. And before it gets really, really hot, let's get some watering done, get a little bit of weeding maybe. And if you have a question, call us. It's great. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll work together, and we'll have a great gardening season. Everything's in our favor this year. After last year, rained the whole month of May, all of June, all of July, all of August. June was excellent for growing. July has been wonderful. We did get some good rain, a lot of us did. So that's going to help a great deal. Maybe the grass will even turn green again. And we are at Lake Street Gardens. It is a wonderful garden center in Salem, New Hampshire. And they have a special deal for you today. If you get here between 6 and 8 o'clock, they're going to give you an additional 10% off everything that you buy. Now, by an additional 10%, this is what I mean. All the trees and all the shrubs today and tomorrow are 30% off. So if you get here before 8, instead of 30% off, it's 40. Selected perennials, irises, astilbes, hostas, and a lot more, a 40% off. Get here before 8, it's 50% off. And then all their pots, and they have a huge assortment of all kinds of colors and shapes and design, benches, statuary, bird bath, gazing ball, 20% off, makes it 30% off. So a lot of great deals. Come on down early, take advantage of an additional 10%, and you'll have a wonderful, yeah, they've got a great assortment. Perennials right now are gorgeous. And trees and shrubs, Rose of Sharon, all different colors. They're all in bud and bloom. Butterfly bush in bud and bloom. Spireas, all in bud and bloom. Hydrangea, all kinds of different colors and varieties. Tree forms. It's just a great place. And you can take advantage of, I mean, tree hydrangeas at 40% off. That's a great saving. So maybe you want to get up early, make yourself a pot of coffee, and drive down. It's Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. And we'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. This time of the year, a lot of things are in blooming. And the one thing that you want to remember, if you have butterfly bush makes a spike flower, anywhere from 10 to 12, maybe even 14 inches long in all different colors. And when that flower goes by, you cut it off just below the bloom, and two additional flowers will develop, and they'll be smaller. So instead of 12 inches or more, they may be in the 8 to 10 inch. When those go by, you cut those off, and they'll that same stem that went from 1 to 2 will now go to 4, and it will bloom right up until frost. So if you want something that will attract the hummingbirds, the butterflies, a lot of the beneficial insects, think about that. It's a wonderful plant, great for a sunny garden, and it blooms most of July, all of August, all of September, right up until the time we get a frost in the fall. And a huge selection of all kinds of perennials. So this is a great time. It's an exciting time for the garden. And if you've got a hole here and there, come on down. We'll talk, and I'll help you to select a good plant for your particular garden. And if you have some plants that don't look good, maybe you've got some insect damage or some diseases on them, put them in a plastic bag, bring them down. Again, I'll be here until 2, and we'll help you to solve the mystery of what's that fungus, what's that bug on my plant, and that will help you to enjoy your garden better. So we'll relieve some of your stress on a good day like today. Rose of Sharon is a great plant. That's all in bud and bloom right now. And Rose of Sharon, I love. It's a plant that's in bloom right now, and it's a unique flowering shrub, because a Rose of Sharon can be grown as a single plant. And it's an upright growing plant. It can get up as high as 10 or 12 feet, spread around 6, 7 feet across, sometimes a little bit more. But you can use it as a single plant. Now, if you put them 6 feet apart in a row, you can create the most beautiful living fence that you can imagine. Now, if you've got a neighbor that you like, but you want to have your own privacy, instead of putting up a stockade fence that says, keep out, you plant a row of Rose of Sharon. They'll grow together in a 3-year period. Your neighbor is tickled pink because he's looking at a solid wall of color for many, many, many weeks during July, August, and into September. So it's not a fence that says keep out. It's a fence that says, wow, this is beautiful. And you can prune it and control the height. If you want to keep it at 6 foot or 7 foot or 8 foot, then you just prune it accordingly. You can also buy a Rose of Sharon that's grown as a tree, a single stem with a rounded ball on the top that you can, again, keep it pruned and control the height of it. So don't say, oh, summer's here, you know, the flowers look good. But if you want something unique to stand out on your property, or you want a focal point, Rose of Sharon's are good. There are tree hydrangeas. These are hydrangeas that are normally shrub-like that have been pruned with a single stem and then pruned to have a ball. And right now, there are a lot of varieties in bloom. There is the Diamond series that's a cone-shaped flower. And there are some called White Diamond. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Cone-shaped, the flower is about 10 to 12 inches, maybe 6 inches in spread. Look like a plant filled with ice cream cones upside down. Just gorgeous. But there's White Diamond. There's a newer hybrid called Pink Diamond. And it starts off pure white, slowly fades to pink, and there's a brand new one. Not all the garden centers have it yet, but it's called Red Diamond. Starts off white, goes to pink, and then it changes to red. Very unique in the industry. And then there are the ball-shaped hydrangeas. You know, we're all familiar with the blues and the pinks, but there are some great white varieties for those of you that live on the interior where your weather is colder during the winter, and the blue hydrangeas don't do as good. But there are some wonderful varieties. One of them is called Annabelle, and it produces a ball-shaped flower anywhere from 6 to 10 inches in diameter. They're coming into bloom right now. They bloom for many, many weeks. And next year, this Annabelle hydrangea, there's a few of them around right now, but next year will be the year where they really hit the garden centers. The company has been working on hybridizing this Annabelle, and they have created a pale pink Annabelle. And they're working with the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation. The color is of the hydrangea is the color of their logo, of that pink ribbon. And proceeds of the sales will go to that cause. And it's incredible. So you can now have, where you live in a cold climate, you can have colors other than just white. And this is something that at this time of the year, when you spend a lot of time on your patio, on your deck, and you want something to look at, nothing better than hydrangeas, Rosa Sharon, and the perennial hibiscus. And you've got some beauties here. Come on down. Give us a call. We're here for you.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand pump-and-go sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And I want to say a special thanks to all of you listening that came to the Kenny Bunk Garden Tour yesterday. It's an annual garden tour for the prevention of cruelty to children, for a child abuse prevention center. And we had listeners and friends from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island that came to the tour. And from a quick count, we know we had well over 1,000 people that went on the garden tour. There were 9 homes in it, some gorgeous, gorgeous gardens. And we had a great time. But I want to thank all of you for coming down and helping the Child Abuse Council and coming to my home. I think there was well over 1,000 people who came. It was just incredible. And thank all of you for coming. My son Jason and Jerry worked real hard. Patrick gave us a hand with the water feature. And my wife, of course. But the gardens were in good shape. The weather was perfect. A little bit on the warm side. But again, thank you for coming and enjoying the garden tour. And I hope a lot of you took pictures and got some ideas from my house and from the other 8 homes that were on the garden tour. And that way you can do the same thing. When you go on a garden tour like that, you'd use it for ideas. You can't say, wow, you know, look at these gardens. And we have a lot of people say, Paul, how do you do all this? You know, I have to tell you, it's not something that you do all in 1 year. We've been living in the house for 20 years, and every year we'll do a different garden or maybe a couple of gardens. So it's something that's happened over time. So don't get overwhelmed and say, oh, look at all of this. How do you do it? You do a little bit every year. And, you know, in just a matter of a few years, you can have the same type of yard that I do. You do it gradually. You do a little bit at a time. You look around you when you travel. You take garden tours no matter where you live, and you pick up ideas. And that's what I've done. I mean, I've gone to garden tours, and I see flowers in people's yards. And I go, wow, I like that. I'd like to have that in my yard. And then I'll buy the plant, plant them in my yard, and then I have it growing in my yard also. So if wherever you live, if you see that there are garden tours, go to them, and you get some great ideas. You may only pick up one thing that you like, but that one idea will get you excited. you expand on it, and it gives you a yard that really can be creative with a lot of color. At this time of the year, we spend a lot of time in our yards. We sit on the deck. We sit on the porch. We sit on the patios, having a cookout and having fun with friends and neighbors. You know, wouldn't it be nice to have a great perennial garden? And what's nice about perennials is they come back every year, and they get bigger every year. And after 3 or 4 years, you can split them, and now you've got twice as many plants. And what I do with some of mine, I'll have friends and neighbors that say, oh, I like this one. And I'll say, well, in your yard, you've got this plant. I'll make a deal with you. You split your plant. I'll split mine, we'll swap them, and now everybody's happy. You can save some money. You've got a plant that you can say, that came from Aunt Sally's house, and every time it comes in bloom, I think of Aunt Sally. So it can be a lot of fun. But this is the time of the year where we're spending a lot of time in the yard, and there's a lot of great summer flowering plants. Hydrangeas now come, used to be only white. If you lived on Cape Cod South in Rhode Island, then you had blue hydrangeas and some pink. But today, you've got all different shapes. You've got all different colors. You have roses Sharon that are coming in bloom now. And if you like perennials and you want something with some excitement, if you're able to come to Lake Street Garden Center today in Salem, where we're broadcasting from right now, they have a perennial hibiscus in great big pots. It's called rose mallow. Now, if you're familiar with a hibiscus is in the shape of a funnel. Big, big funnel. These rose mallow are perennial hibiscus. They grow to 5 feet tall, and the blooms, when the blooms open, they're going to be as much as 10 inches in diameter. They're the size of dinner plates. They bloom mid-July, right up until frost, and they come back every year. So come and take a look at them. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We're at Lake Street Gardens in Salem, New Hampshire. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You survived the wedding last weekend?
I did. I danced the night away, and I somehow came out on the other side all right.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Are we ready to do a little gardening this morning?
Oh, as always, yes, I'm prepared to do a little gardening.
Who do we have up first, Dawn?
First up, this is Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about some weeping trees.
Okay, Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I loved your tour yesterday. I have three real quick questions. I've got weeping trees, a mulberry, a pussy willow, and a Japanese maple, and they're so long that they're touching the lawn. I wonder if I should cut them back, if they should touch the lawn. And two, in your Japanese garden, you had like a pine tree that was like bent over. Do you buy it like that, or is it a certain breed? And three, all your beautiful coleuses and wandering Jews and the clay ceramic things, do you take those in the winter? Because those are really indoor plants, aren't they?
They are. I'm very lucky because we have a greenhouse in Arundel called Green Mountain Transplants, and their specialty is growing small perennials and vegetables in 2-inch pots. So, you know, most of the garden centers will have perennials in quarts and gallons. They sell them in 2-inch pots for $2 and $3 a plant. So then they're inexpensive. They're nice starter plants. And they have a section where they grow, you know, everybody plants vinca vines and sweet potato. Well, this company grows wandering Jew and all kinds of traditional house plants. And These wandering Jews that you saw in my containers were in 2-inch pots that I bought in the second or third week in May and planted them in those containers. And they were no longer than 6 inches, and they had been pinched once. And what you saw yesterday, these wandering Jews could go into a 10-inch hanging basket. And it gives you a lot of great color. And as you saw, planted early in the year, they've adapted to the sunlight. And some of those wandering Jews get full sun all day. And they're wonderful. And you get different colors and different textures. And that's what I like to do. Some of them I'll pull out of the pot. I'll repot them. I'll bring them inside. Some I give to friends. And some of them I just cut the main plant and I bring them back to the greenhouse. And she uses them for cuttings for next year. Now, in my Japanese garden, what you saw was a weeping Norway spruce. In a lot of garden centers, will have a section where they have unusual plants. And it grows like that. It came up about 6 feet, and then the new growth cascades down. And it's great for a plant that's a focal point for a garden or for a Japanese garden like what we made. Really, really winter hardy, great color, great character. You know, and it gives you something that really is unique in your garden. Now, weeping plants, you don't want to allow the branches to touch the ground. Because if it does, it's like a ladder for the soil insects to climb up the plant. You'll get a lot of ants that will come up the branches. So what I do, Karen, is when the plants finish blooming, I prune them. And I try and keep, like we have a weeping cherry in front of the house. It's in the shape of a big umbrella. So as soon as the weeping cherry is done blooming, I'll put a pair of loppers on my belt. And I'll walk around the tree so that way I get a nice shape uniform. But I try and cut it at my waist all the way around. And I'll do it once in May when they bloom. And my weeping cherries, because I've been pruning them on a regular basis, are getting thicker and thicker. And I prune them again in early July so that the new growth that develops during the summer, again, doesn't touch the ground. That way I have a lot less insects on the tree. It's, you know, they have to climb up the trunk, and it's more difficult to climb up the trunk than it is a branch full of leaves that has food and it's healthy. So do that, and you'll do real, real good. And thank you for coming to the garden tour. It was great to see all of you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, you have Laura from Maine, who has a question about hydrangea bushes.
Okay, Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I also did the garden tour yesterday and enjoyed it very much. And I spoke to you about my endless summer hydrangeas, but I had a couple more questions that I thought of after I left.
Okay.
One, you said to help protect them over the winter, you told me to tie them up and mulch them about a foot deep. Should that be done after the first frost in the fall?
What you want to do, Laura, is wait until you've had a good frost and the leaves are beginning to turn yellow.
Okay.
So when you see that the leaves are starting to go by, I tie them so there's actually some leaves attached to the plant, and it helps to create a wind barrier on that plant.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a leaf that's tied with the string to the leaf, to the branches, and it gives them a little additional protection further up on that plant. And so the plant looks like a big Hershey kiss.
Okay.
So I'll take one of the stiffest branches, tie a piece of string to it, and then lift up all of the other branches, put the string around it, and slowly pull it tight so it comes to a point. And then,
okay,
I'll take a bag of bark mulch and bank the bark mulch up against the outer edges and push some on the inside. But don't put the mulch. I mean, you can use pine needles on it also, but you don't want to do it as far as putting the pine needles or compost or the bark mulch around the plant until October. If you do it too early, what's going to happen is the mice are still looking for a place to live. They're going to say, Laura built me a condo. And they're going to go in there. They'll make a nest. And during the winter, they'll eat some of the bark around the branches of your hydrangea, girdling that branch, and then that branch dies. So as soon as the leaves start to look yellow, tie them up, get them ready, and then when the weather gets cool, usually, like, I try and wait till, like, Columbus Day, Veterans Day in October, and then I put it in, and then they do much, much better. Laura? Thank you. And again, thank you for coming to the Garden Tour. I hope you picked up some great ideas at all of the homes that you went to visit. Not just mine, but the others too. Dawn, who's next?
This is Linda from Maine, who has a question about Japanese iris.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I was also at your garden yesterday. It was very, very nice.
I'm the girl
from York, Maine, that's going to bring you some cottonseed plants.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
The question I forgot to ask you yesterday was about my Japanese variegated iris. The leaves were variegated when I bought them, and for a couple of years they were variegated, and now they've all turned green. What do I need to add to the soil?
Do you still have any variegated leaves on that clump?
Very, very sparse and sort of in the middle.
Yeah.
Where you can't see them?
What you need to do is this, Linda. The variegation on that iris is what's called a spot. And originally it was green, and out of nowhere this variegated portion of the plant developed. And the grower cut it from the green, grew it by itself, and, you know, developed a new variety. The plant is trying to revert back to the original. So what you want to do is this. Right now it's too hot to do anything like this, but in late August, early September, when things cool off, you can divide a lot of your perennials. And what you need to do is to dig up your entire clump of these Japanese iris and take a knife and cut into it and pull out all of the variegated portions of it and replant that by itself. Take the green pieces and plant those by themselves. And by removing the green from the variegated now won't have as much competition, and it can again begin to grow and multiply. And now you'll have a nice green and white Japanese iris in your garden. But the green is stronger than the variegated. And this happens with a lot of plants. At my house, I have a variegated euonymus, green and yellow. And I was noticing in the last few days when I was getting everything ready for the garden tour, there was some shoots coming that were straight green. And what I have to do is to take some pruners and remove the straight green branches that develop. Otherwise, the green is stronger than a variegated, grows much faster, it will slowly take over, and in the course of 3 or 4 years, the plant's all green again with very, very few variegation. So when the kids go back to school, dig it up, pull it apart, put all the variegation to one side, and you'll be ready to go. And thank you for the offering some cottonseed. During the spring, we sent out over 1,000 packages of cottonseed, and I was growing mine great. Well, the second week in May at my house, we had a frost, and the weather had been really good. I left them outside, and the darn frost killed all my cotton plants. So, Linda, thank you for offering to share some. That way I can get to watch it grow, too.
Okay.
Dawn, thank you so much, Linda. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Marina from Cape Cod, who has a question about crabgrass.
Marina, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling, Paul, because the crabgrass seems to be taking over my lawns. I mean,
yep.
It's everywhere in very, very huge, huge areas.
This is a great time to get rid of it. Okay. What you need to do, Marina, go to your local garden center. Bayer and Bonide have a crabgrass killer. Now, during April and May, the nurseries will sell a crabgrass preventer, and that kills the seed. Right now, the seeds that weren't killed are just taking over, and I have a lot of crabgrass on my lawn, and I didn't kill it because it's been so dry that I wanted some green in the lawn, and just to show people that, you know, nobody's perfect unless you really, really work hard. But you can buy Bayer or Bonide crabgrass killer, and it comes as a liquid in a sprayer bottle that you just screw it onto the end of your hose, and the day like today is perfect. You just spray it. It will stick to the foliage of the crabgrass. You go back about 10 to 14 days later, spray it again, and you're going to see that crabgrass is going to start to turn yellow very, very quickly. And it's important that you do it now, because what's going to happen from a month from now? A month from now, it's going to start to turn red. And the red that begins to form on the crabgrass are seeds. Every crabgrass plant in your lawn right now can make up to 500 seeds each plant. So don't mess around with it. Use the liquid crabgrass killer now.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. And again, thank you for all of you who came to the garden tour yesterday. And it was fun talking and seeing an awful lot of you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Stephen from Massachusetts, who has a question about the tomato blight.
Stephen, good morning. Welcome to the garden club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question concerns the late tomato blight.
Yes, sir.
And a good fungicide to use on it.
Well, the best product to use is something called Actinovate, and it's spelled Actinovate, and there's Actinovate and Actinovate with iron. And if you can find Actinovate Iron now, it's a great product. Actinovate was developed at one of the universities in Texas. It is a bacteria that you apply it to the roots and to the plant, and it will fight off the tomato blight. And for people that used it early on at the time of planting, they're basically going to be immune to it. You know, with the weather staying like this, that's a real positive thing. The other thing is try and avoid watering the garden after 5 o'clock. If you water your vegetable garden and your foliage of your tomatoes is wet, going into the nighttime, the disease spores that are blowing in the air will stick on the wet foliage. Once they stick, they anchor themselves into the plant, and then you start to get a problem. So if you can water in the morning, that's your best bet. That way there's no water on the leaves, and you're less likely to have the tomato blight. We've been lucky. We had a real bad problem last year. Part of the problem was the weather. The other part is the box stores, their suppliers were shipping, not knowing, but they should have known, they shipped contaminated plants into the New England area, and the state of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine was getting a lot of phone calls. They went to the garden centers, they went to the box stores and they found the diseased soil. And if we had had a normal spring, it wouldn't have been a problem. But the problem was there were thousands and thousands of plants from the box stores that were infected. The weather was wet, was cool, was stormy. And what the state of Massachusetts told me is if you had the late blight on your tomatoes and we had a storm that came up the coast with thunderstorms and everything else, that particular storm could take the disease spores from your garden and move it up to 60 miles in one day. So it picked them up. They came airborne. They were blown all the way around. And they could move at 60 miles, and that's why the pollen was so bad, because we had so many storms coming from the south, coming from the north, coming from the west, storms that were in the ocean that backed up and came in from the east, and the cooler than normal weather, the wetter than normal weather, and the infected plants that were sent out there, and we just had a problem. So as long as you cleaned your garden thoroughly, and never allow seedlings or volunteers to develop, especially this year, so that if you look at your garden and all of a sudden you start to see volunteers, little tomato plants developing, pull them out and get them out of your garden as soon as possible. Now, the fungus disease also hits potatoes. And hopefully you rotate your position of your crops every year, because if you had the late blight on your potatoes last year, which everybody did, and you planted your potatoes in the same area, and you left some small potatoes and said, oh, those aren't worth keeping, you leave them in the ground, if those survive the winter and they germinate and they begin to grow, they're going to infect all of your new potatoes and then jump to your tomatoes. So that's a good reason to keep moving your crops to a different location every year. Now, if we can help you, give Dawn a call, 800-259-9231. And remember, until 8 o'clock, if you come to Lake Street Garden Center, you get an additional 10% off your entire purchase. Trees and shrubs are 30%. That means it's 40. Perennials are 40. That means it's 50% off.